This is the Blue Hot Gossip Comedy Show with Patrick McNamara.
This is your captain. I want to thank you for flying Oceanic Flight 815. Looks like we may have a little turbulence here, so please return to your seats, because it looks like we're heading for a wipeout!
Hey, don't stand in front of that giant spinning jet engine. You'll get sucked in.
I can't hear you. I'm standing in front of the giant spinning jet engine, and I'm being sucked in.
Somewhere in the middle of the South Pacific, there's an island whose location is not specific. Where several dozen passengers of Oceanic Flight 815 crashed like the Titanic. They are hiding from a smoggy beast that's quite horrific, in a bunker with a scientific hieroglyphic. But Ben is saying, come on babies, don't you panic, cause I'm gonna be your very own Titanic mechanic. Dr. Jack will be their leader and will help them all survive. Now he's taking care of much more than a party of five, and he'll get them off the island no matter what the cost. At least that's what he tells himself, but now just like your luggage, they're lost.
Everybody get lost. The other's a cost. While Desmond gets sauce.
There's a newborn boy named Aaron, and that baby is Claire's. Now the Aussie kid can play with all the local polar bears who are lost. Now Kate was on the run, could really use a lawyer. She don't know if she loves Jack or loves that comment Sawyer. When they need explosive Sai, he knows just how to bomb it. And poor Charlie never really kicked his heroin hobbit. It appeals to the mundanes, it appeals to the geeks, like the movie Castaway starring the cast of Twin Peaks. And will Michael be forgiven by the friends he double-crossed? His son Walt made it home, but his dog, just like the rest of us, are lost.
Not everybody gets lost. Judith's son is star-crossed, cause her dad's a mob boss.
There's no Blu-ray disc or iPhones, no, not even an Atari. Just that crazy Clark from Zoe, who is also a Minbari, who's lost.
Hello, I'm Dr. Marvin Candle. Welcome to this Dharma Initiative drum solo. Your job is to dance the dance of your choice, be it the twist, Watusi, or bad robot. Our psychologist will take notes on you and then pick new contestants for ABC's Dancing with the Stars. Namaste!
Everybody say four!
Four!
Put the button, it'll send you round the bay, and in 108 minutes, we can do it all again! Shavok had a failed relationship with Peggy Bundy. But on the island, he's a badass Crocodile Dundee. He can build a trap and bassinet with no screwdriver. And he'd win $1 million if he was on Survivor. Yeah, the Hansel Corporation will be working every angle. It's like Lord of the Flies in the Bermuda Triangle. After Hurley won the lottery, his cash was albatross. Now he's chilling on the beach where no one notices the weight he ain't lost.
Everybody get lost. Its own holocaust. Dharma bodies were tossed.
The Oceanic Six is in the helmet's all narrow. It's like Gilligan's Island in the Twilight Zone. Is it faith or is it science or coincidence or fate? If it happens during sleeps, who cares? The ratings will be great. Thanks to that guy J.J. Abrams, every week the fans will cringe. Is that monster Cloverfielder? Are they living on the fringe?
Man, I better wrap this up because it's gone on far too long, or I just might flash back to a completely different song and get lost!
I can't believe we survived the plane crash.
I can. We're here, aren't we?
But where is here?
I don't know. It's definitely not Cuba or Africa. It looks like some island in the tropics.
That hijacker really did have a lousy sense of direction.
So what do we do now?
Pick up our luggage?
But our luggage was lost in the plane crash.
Figures. Airlines are always losing your luggage.
The problem is all the new increased security. That's what the O'Hare Baggage Service said to me. We think your garment bags in Stuttgart, Germany. There must be 50 ways to lose your luggage. I said, again, it must take roomfuls of your files. I sure wish my missing bags received their frequent flyer miles. No doubt they've earned a trip to the Polynesian Isles with all your 50 ways to lose your luggage. 50 ways to lose your luggage. Just if the sky cap, Jack, agree to get bumped, Gump, board in the dark, Mark, or try to fly free. Pack too much weight, Kate, or arrive at the gate late. Just make the crew cross, Ross, and get your bags lost. Ooh, pack too much gel, Mel, close them with locks, Knox, fly when it's snowy, Chloe, or boarding group C. There's gonna be snags, Babs, so don't lose your bag tags. Cause I've got a feeling, Leland, your stuff's in New Zealand. Why must it be the most important stuff they lose? I wished I'd carried on my clothes and checked the pills and booze. I thought, well, I'll tour this place in just a pair of shoes. Who'll notice anyways? I streaked through town till some policeman shouted halt, and I believe he mentioned something about a sexual assault. And then he cuffed me, but you realize it's really not my fault. It's cause there's 50 ways to lose your luggage. 50 ways to lose your luggage. Just pack lots of fruit, Newt, check in online, Klein, fly at Christmas, Chris, you poor SOB. If connections are tight, Dwight, or you're bumped to a night flight, have fun in L.A., Ray, your stuff's in Bombay. Ooh, pack too much liquid, Dickwad, joke about bombs, Tom, carry on Mace, Grace, then lose your ID. Bring cans of Raid, Jade, then run when they're X-rayed. If your luggage is stinky, Twinkie, it's shot to hell.
According to FAA regulations, any piece of baggage left unattended will be taken out to the tarmac and blown up. By me. So I really hope it happens.
Look over there. Someone's coming.
Greetings. I am Count Cordoba. Welcome to my island. Your island? What is the name of your island? Francis.
Francis Island?
No, just Francis. This is where fantasies come true.
You mean we landed in hedonism?
No, that is a different island. On my island, people wanting their deepest desires can have them fulfilled.
That sounds like hedonism to me.
I assume you have a way off this island. We need to get back.
There is a flight every week. I assume you have the money to pay. All our money was lost in the crash. We're broke.
I admit that landing was a little rough, but you don't look damaged.
I have an idea. I am in need of some entertainment for my guests. Why don't you stay and become the entertainment? That sounds fair. It shouldn't take too long to earn enough to get back home.
But how are we going to entertain people?
Badly.
This is the verse that sets up the premise of why you have written a song. Say what you want, it's your song after all, but do try not to make each individual lyric line too long, because it might not scan properly. Usually a minor chord goes right here to add drama to each word. Try to be not confusing regarding on which beats your songs are sung so you're heard. In the next verse, you expand on your subject, whatever it happens to be. Adding some depth to your first basic premise and why it's of interest to me. Be sure to add detail, engage our emotions, that's what adverbs are for. And try not to make a repetitive chorus, it's wasteful of words and a bore. And try not to make a repetitive chorus, it's wasteful of words and a bore.
and try not to make a repetitive chorus. It's wasteful of words and a bore. It's wasteful of words and a bore. It's wasteful of words and a bore.
23 more seconds of airtime. Cool.
Some songs have a bridge which tells of some conflict in which the main premise is caught. Sometimes it's as long as a verse and a chorus, and sometimes not. And so with the last verse you wrap up your premise and what it means to you and me. Explain why you love or despise or don't care, whatever your subject may be. The next to last chorus can echo the first or say something new and profound, like live for the moment, or all men are bastards, or don't eat raw eggs off the ground. The last chorus sums up the whole thing at once. Be clever and brilliant and nifty. And that is my workshop on writing a song. Please, that'll be $99.50.
Ka-ching.
Do you have trouble sleeping, having difficulty falling to sleep at night? Or maybe you wake up in the early morning hours and can't get back to sleep? Why not try listening to Podcast Ping? Just one or two episodes and you'll be asleep in no time. And back episodes can be just as effective as new ones. You can find Podcast Ping at podcastping.blogspot.com or just Google for it under Podcast Ping. Music on this podcast came courtesy of podshow.com at music.podshow.com and the Funny Music Podcast at thefump.com. Music on this podcast really has been Everybody Get Lost by the great Luke Ski, 50 Ways to Lose Your Luggage by Robert Lund, and Songwriting Workshop by Tom Smith. Comedy routines have been written and performed by Patrick McNamara. The Blue Hot Gossip Comedy Show can be found at bluehotgossip.blogspot.com. Thank you for listening.